You're listening to SBS News.
The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine is the largest facility of its kind in Europe, but it's now in the middle of a war zone. Russia took the plant over soon after its invasion began in February. Kyiv says Russian troops are using it as a shield, but Russian Defence Ministry representative Igor Konashenkov has accused Ukrainian forces of being the ones firing at the plant.
It's important to note that Russian troops do not have heavy weapons either on the territory of the station or in the areas adjacent to it. There are only security units there. Russian armed forces are taking all necessary measures to ensure the safety.
Russia has hinted at plans to disconnect the station from the Ukrainian power grid and connect it to Russian networks. But the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in Odessa to inspect the progress of grain shipments, says the plant must be demilitarized, not disconnected.
Obviously, the electricity from Zaporizhia is Ukrainian electricity, and it's necessary, especially during the winter, for the Ukrainian people, and this principle must be fully respected.
The world's nuclear energy watchdog has been asking to see the plant for some time now, amid concern that shelling nearby could have caused damage. New satellite imagery shows no signs of damage from systemic shelling, as Russia has claimed, but it's impossible to know exactly what's going on there. An inspection by independent experts to establish the truth could now take place as early as next month, with reports that Vladimir Putin has agreed a visit can occur. France says Putin has spoken on the phone to President Emmanuel Macron and expressed support for the plan, under the terms already agreed by the UN and Ukraine. But Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is sceptical.
If the Russian radiation blackmail will go on, this summer may enter the history of Europe as one of the most tragic of all time. Because in no rule book, in any station in the world, is there a procedure in case some terrorist state turns a nuclear power plant into a target.
Meanwhile, in occupied Crimea, Russian servicemen have held a boat naming ceremony in honour of a deputy commander who died in combat. It's for a new vessel for Russia's once mighty Black Sea Fleet, which is believed to have suffered significant losses. Western officials have been reported as saying recent attacks on Crimean airbases have put more than half the fleet's aviation assets out of action. Soon, it will be 6 months since the invasion began, and Russia's advance has slowed to a halt in many areas. But the British Defence Ministry believes Russia is continuing to bombard civilian areas in Kharkiv to prevent Ukrainian forces from being used in counterattacks in other regions. The latest shelling killed a 52-year-old woman and destroyed several buildings. This resident, Vadim Shaloshenko, says he's not sure how he survived.
We felt that everything was trembling and saw that the bedroom window was falling on the ground. I also felt pain in the back. We took our child and hid in the basement.
Elsewhere, dozens of churchgoers have gathered at St. Stratensky's temple in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region to pray for the blessing of their harvest on Saviour Day in the Orthodox Christian calendar. Bakhmut resident Lyubov Bondarenko says they drove through nearby shelling to reach the church for the service. And like so many other Ukrainians, she is wondering how and when this will all end.
I really wanted to get to church today. What does a church mean for me and my children? People don't know what they should believe in. So I think we can believe in only God now, that He will help us and everything will be good in our homeland.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.